What's up, beautiful people? I can't believe we're already at the end of season two. It's been wild, it's been crazy, and it's been fun. So I just thought I'd come on here and talk a little bit about what I liked about season two and where we plan to go in the future. I love the interviews we had. That was the first time I really interviewed anybody outside of being on camera, not for a podcast, but being on camera. But most of my interviews were not shows unless it was for the news or something. So this is the first time I actually made my own questions and did my own interview. So I hope you guys really enjoyed it. But one of my favorite interviews that I did was with Mikey of Islander, because he was so cool and he was like just talking about how even though he does music and even though he loves it, he still keeps his love for God and everything going. And he just let God direct everything, and if God wants him to do something else, he doesn't. I like Ty talking about how he was going to put me in a music video or maybe have me on the ramp flying off the stage, and just the way he laughed at my jokes and the way I got on stage. And we just had a good conversation, and I hope to catch up with him. We had Brent Underwood. He was really cool because we've actually kept in touch, and we've been messaging back and forth, and he's actually hooked me up with some more interviews for this podcast and helping me in that direction and really teaching me a lot about how to go about finding these people. We have some good ideas about what we want to do in the future with this podcast. And as well, we're creating something completely different with By the Horns. By the Horns is going to be around, but everything is going to be shifting over to Crazy Wheels. So you're going to see a lot more content with Crazy Wheels other than just a podcast. It's going to be videos, it's going to be me out in the community doing stuff. I know I have YouTube, but we're going to be a lot more frequently going live and doing things like that. So Crazy Wheels is actually becoming the actual brand. It's going to be the number one brand, and you guys were the reason for that, because you guys seem to like the podcast. And I know I like interviewing people like Elizabeth. She talked about the surgery she had and, you know, why she didn't have the surgery and all that. So this podcast is also about bringing awareness. So that's really why I like that interview, is because she brought something to the table that I never thought about and never really realized that you can get, medical. You have to make medical decisions like that. You know, you think it's funny. Why would somebody want to cut their legs off? But when you really stop and think about it, there's a lot of things that we have to go through and we have to struggle with in a wheelchair and dealing with our daily life. And if it's going to make our mobility and our passion for life and the way we feel better, sometimes we got to make hard decisions. Sometimes we got to do what is not what some would say good for us or necessary, but we got to do what's best for us. And it may be hard, a hard decision to make. So I hope you guys really realize that what I was trying to do there is tell people that even though life gets hard and you have to make a hard decision, you make the best of it, and you use it to educate people. Because I know she really educated me when we were first talking about it on the phone or on Facebook. She really educated me about how it was a hard decision for her to make, and what it meant for her to not have her legs, to be able to move around and be able to take care of her kid a lot better. And just her quality of life is better, but it was a hard decision. And that was the what I was trying to go with that episode, with Elsinistry. Even though she had to make a hard decision, she made the best of it. And then we had the Capitol crawl. You know, I didn't even know there was a thing called the Capitol crawl. I didn't even know about it until somebody said, hey, we're having a Capitol crawl at the Capitol. You want to go? So I started researching into it. I didn't even know that Kristen had went up all those steps by herself. She went up 83 steps by herself to crawl up the Capitol steps so that they would pass the ADA. And I don't know if you guys caught that in the episode, but she was the last deciding person that passed the ADA here in America back in 1990. And so it really made me think about, you know, we go through hard times and we have these struggles living with a disability, but we really don't realize the fight that just us as advocates and us as people, and how we all have our own message, but we're all fighting for the same thing. We're all fighting for equality. We're all fighting to be a part of the community, to be around people that care about us, that love us, that want to support us. We want to go big places in the world, but it takes a lot more support than it would able-bodied people, because able-bodied people can just go get in the car and drive. We can't go get in the car and drive. We have to have transportation. We have to have so many things to even get out and just go to a restaurant or go to the movies or do anything that people sometimes take for granted. So if you're an advocate and you feel like you're not doing enough and you need to do more and what can I do, just get out there and fight. Do what Kristen did. Figure out a way to start a campaign about something that you're passionate about. I know I talked about starting a campaign for the marriage penalty, because, you know, if we're disabled, we can't get married, we lose our benefits. So that was really a motivating force for me to have that story on the podcast, because Kristen was doing the exact same thing we're all doing as advocates. We're fighting for ourselves, but if you're a true advocate, you're not only fighting for yourself. Everything you do is for other people. Everything you do is for the disability community, so that you can be seen and your community can be seen, and we can make big changes and make people realize that we may be disabled, but we have hopes and dreams and passions just like anybody else. It just takes a lot to go through that. And to go along with that, we also had the Olmstead Act, where they're trying to put people in institutions if you don't have a Medicaid waiver, because it went into some legislation where it was in the some kind of fishing bill or something. But that got tied into things. And the reason why I did that episode is because not only is it very important to advocate and know the issues going on, but it's also important to pay attention. When you go advocate, pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to the information given. Pay attention to what the bill is about. Pay attention to the information a few days, maybe a few weeks before you go, so you really know what you're talking about. Because when you go the ropes, these people are going to ask you hard questions. These people are going to make you think. These people might make you mad a little bit, but you've got to have a way to come back at them, to hear your voice, to stand out, so they know that you mean business, and they know that just because you have a disability doesn't mean you're not going to fight for yourself and your community. So that's why I did that episode, was because that's a hot topic with people with disabilities right now. So we have spent all these years trying to get out of institutions, and now we're being pushed 10 steps backwards. So if we don't fight for the things that matter in the fight, and fight for the things that are going on, that's when we have an issue, because we just let people push us around and do whatever. And then we have my buddy Grant at the Mark Society. That was a really fun interview, because not only is he a great businessman, like I said in the podcast, but he was also just so cool and so humbling. And the reason why I had him on is because not only is he a cool guy, and he's got things like I have funny bears sitting right there and always having funny jokes and just having a good time, but he's also a business owner. And he also understands the disability community, because most people don't know it. He has obstacles and challenges and things like that, but he does not let it stop him. Even though he's not able to tattoo, he owns a tattoo shop. He's around the industry. He's around people. He's networking. He's starting all these tattoo conventions. He's in his community. People are knowing him for his passion and his love for tattoos, and he's able to express that to the world and show the world, just because I can't tattoo doesn't mean I can't have my stake in the business, and doesn't mean that my voice can't be heard. This man, like I said in the episode, this man is so good at the craft of what his artists are doing that he will not even post a picture of the tattoo if he doesn't like it, or if it's not to his standards or to the shop center or the mission that he set out for that shop to create. So that's why I really had him on the podcast, and I hope you guys took that away from it. Yeah, the tattoos are cool, and talking about tattoos and all the art school, but he really used his circumstances and his inability to tattoo to push through to find a way to still be around the industry and the people he loved. And then we have Logan and Daisy. It's really cool, and the reason why I interviewed them is because most people with disabilities do not think they can date, because they let the challenge of their chairs or their parents or their caregivers get in the way, and then they see somebody else dating, and then they realize, hey, I can do that too. I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to make a connection with a partner. I've always wanted to be with somebody. So then it gave them a different outlook at looking at themselves and what they can do to date. And Logan's really cool because he also has a band. So he's got two different things going on for him. So you also got to find that that right partner. And Daisy, I think they really match each other really well. Because one of the interview questions, I said, what do you think most people misunderstand about the relationship? And they're like, I feel like they think that we can't do nothing. Like we're totally dependent on somebody. And so that was really interesting that they don't let it stop them. And even though Logan needs a little extra help and she worries about him going on trains and blessing like that, that's everybody. So I was wanting to interview them to show just because they have a disability, they didn't let it stop them from dating, and they actually met on Tinder. And that was the first time I ever heard of anybody meeting on Tinder with a disability. I know every time I've swiped on Tinder, I say yes, 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 and nobody ever hits me back. So it was really amazing that they pushed through and still use Tinder and use what was at their fingertips and didn't let them stop them. And one of the questions I asked was, did you know she was disabled? He's like, no, I didn't know until I started talking to her. Well, this is a good thing to segue into people without disabilities. Get to know someone. You may not want to, I don't want to say deal with their disability. It may be too much for you to deal with them as far as dating. And you may have preconceived notions or ideas, but you don't really know until you talk to somebody, because I know plenty of able-bodied, disabled couples that they date, but they talk about how the one with a disability is the one that supports them mentally. And we both need a good balance. So that's why I interviewed Daisy and Logan, is because they both not only talk about people with disabilities, but they also shed light on what dating is like for people with disabilities, and gave what I was trying to do is give the able-bodied community a vision of what it looks like, and to show them that just because people with disabilities have a disability and they have challenges, they can still date. And then we have Logan by himself. And Logan was really cool. I really liked him because he told me about this organization that he teams up with called Mosh for Miracles. And it was really cool because I never heard of it. And what it is, if you haven't heard the episode or you forgot, it's like Make-A-Wish Foundation, but for metalheads. And they people with life-threatening or illness get to come out and meet their own artists, their favorite artists, I'm sorry, not their own artists, their favorite artists. And they kind of have a day of just rocking out their music. And the cool part about that is Logan doesn't let his disability stop him from making music. He actually mixes and records all that off of his iPad and then plugs it on instruments into it and does all his vocals right there. So he's kind of a metal Nine Inch Nails with a little melody. It was really cool because I'd never seen that before. And I thought he went to a studio and rolled up there and had to adjust the microphones. Nope. He does it all by himself from his the comfort of his bedroom and just thinks the lyrics and just writes. And a lot of his music, if you really listen to it, is talking about him and Daisy and their experience dating and how he felt before he met her and how he just deals with daily life and having a disability. It took me a minute to really catch on to it because I had to really listen to it because I heard the stuff on TikTok and the stuff on YouTube. But when you really listen to it on Spotify, when it's really mixed, it's really good. And that's why I interviewed him, because not only does he go to shows, but he plays, he's like a Nine Inch Nails of metal, so he doesn't let it stop him. He's always meeting people, he's always posting about shows, and he's connecting with people like Monster Miracle. So I hope to have him on the podcast again, or when we do a music festival, I hope he comes out and plays, because it's really awesome. So if you haven't heard his music, I advise you to go look up that episode and listen to it. It'll be out, I think it came out today. Yeah, it came out today. So just listen to that and really, really look past people's limitations and don't look at what they can't do and say, oh, well, they can't do that. No, they can do it. We do do it. That's why I made this podcast, not only to inform, but to give you an inside look at not only my life, because season one was all about me and my life and what I go through. So then I want to give it back to other people and say, okay, what do you go through? What do you face? And so we're going to have a lot of interviews. We're going to talk about intimacy in one interview. I mean, we're going to talk about all kind of, I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm trying to be what I tell people, the wheelchair Joe Rogan. So, yeah, just pay attention and make sure you go check out all the great artists. Brent has a new song that just came out. I've been posting on Facebook about that. We've been really connecting. And so hopefully he'll come play a show when we do the music festival and things like that. So, and be sure to check out that interview with Mikey, because if you guys are a big fan of Islander, he was great, man. He was just awesome. And shout out to Scott Bowling with Good Company. He was the one that hooked me up with that interview. I was also on his podcast. We go also into the story about how I got on stage with Slipknot, my love for music, and what we plan to do with Crazy Wheels and things like that, so that you guys can see an inside look of what I go through and the questions he answered me, and really my love for music, because this is what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to interview musicians and interview other people to get their perspective on life. And sometimes people say I'm so good at interviewing that sometimes I can be sitting there and I can be talking to you and I'm thinking about questions like it's an interview. So I really caught myself, even the other day, I even caught myself talking to somebody, but I was looking at them as if it was the interview or something like that. So I'm really learning how to look at different perspectives and different people and just learning how I can turn it into an interview and a podcast, not to be, you know, but how I can inform people. That's a better way to put it. But how I can inform people. So you guys stay tuned and just keep up with me and the podcast. And we're going to have some great interviews. Appreciate everybody listening.